So, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Well, Cole, as you may or may not know, in certain corners of the internet, kind of grab bag packages that you can buy blind are really big.
Oh, you mean the blank box? Where you subscribe to different kinds of boxes?
Sure, blank box, nature box.
Geek box.
Stamps.
Wait, that's a podcast. Shit.
Yeah,
other thing.
Leap
box is what it is.
Yeah. These actually have like a real, real rich history. I found a guy who was doing the original ones, and a lot of times they come with comics. So you go there, like comics aren't worth the paper they're printed on, in the mid-90s, big speculation boom. And you spend like, $5, and it's like, I want to spend $5 for 100 comics.
It's lot on eBay, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, just a random lot, though. Like, the fun is, you're digging through, and you got your primes and your hard cases, and, maybe you'll get that issue of Uncanny X-Men where Sabretooth chases Jubilee through the X-Mansion. You might get something good. So I bought one of those for the show, because it's our silver anniversary, and I just wanted to see if you wanted to join me in looking through it.
Yeah, I want to join you in thinking 37 is the silver anniversary.
Yeah, yep. Yep, it's here I am flipping through comics. We got some
got
random
that smell.
Issues.
Got that old comic smell.
Yeah, there's these fun advertisements for Hostess products.
Yeah.
Got some Archers and Armstrongs
some Brock's Rocks.
Here's a Generation X number one. And all the way at the bottom though, check this out. I wanted to show this to you because it's mostly comics, but there's also a video game cartridge.
Oh, wow. It's got to be, what is it? X-Men or no, that's not good. It's got to be...
That Batman, Dark Vengeance or what have you for GameCube. Let's see. It is Superman.
Superman for Atari? Because that's kind of okay.
Superman for NES. Nope. That would not be bad. It's Superman. It's a Superman.
Yeah.
But commonly known as Superman 64. I had this really shitty day, who suggested this, Cole?
Welp, let's see here. This is something I really should have the answer to ready, but I don't.
<okay. laughs>
Doing it live.
Go fuck yourself. I come home to this. How dare you?
What gives you the right?
Yeah. Where do you get off?
Yeah.
Superman?
Okay. Super
64?
So this is Quentin. This is Q Caster. Yeah, his comment is too mean? And then
I'm such a stinker.
He's even got the little tongue sticking out smiley face. That's
yeah.
No, this is this is right up there, I think, with Friday the 13th for NES. What are some other ones that we've done in the past that are like in the canonical pantheon of games that are just like cheap shot?
NES X-Men.
Yeah, NES X-Men. Yeah. But what I mean. There's that pantheon of like basically anything that the angry video game nerd has done is canonized.
Yeah.
And so this is right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games.
Why are you doing this to us?
Why are you doing this? Especially Quentin.
Yeah, like a cool
slave
dude.
All day.
You slave all day over a hot desk.
Over a hot desk.
Over a hot photocopier.
Yeah, and to come home to this?
Yeah, no.
If you go to the Wikipedia for Titus Games, look at this fucking rogues gallery. I feel like I have never seen a worse lineup than this.
Wow, Crazy Cars 3?
Sure.
Yeah. Dick Tracy for the NES. Holy crap. Yeah, I remember
Blues Brothers,
that. That'll NES be on there. Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, there are a bunch that we're eventually going to play on here.
Yeah, this could pretty much be our next couple of years if we wanted to be. Xena Warrior Princess. Xena: Warrior Princess: The Talisman of Fate.
The second one should be a dash, you guys. Use the style guide.
Comma. Blues Brothers 2000 and Blues Brothers. We could do a whole Blues Brothers.
A whole Blues special. Brothers arc.
Yeah. A whole special. What happened to the Blues Brothers?
John Goodman happened to the Blues Brothers.
That is true. He's sometimes a force for good, man.
Yeah. But sometimes it is. It is really bad. Oh, there's one of these I play at Automobile Lamborghini.
Yeah.
for the N64, like the Lamborghini game. Had a friend. He lived in my neighborhood. His dad was like a huge car nut, and he was an early adopter of the N64, playing that and like Cruising USA. Mm-hmm. Like, just like the N64 was just the dregs of a lot of things, but racing games also the dregs. Non-cart racing games, the dregs.
Yep. Ugh. Yeah, totally.
You know why? Because of the fog.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's one big reason for it. In a kart racing game, when you're going at a slower pace, you can handle like a little bit of draw and fog and stuff, but you know, when you're going like 90 miles per hour, you need to be able to see.
Yeah. At the very least, you know, in Sonic R, they had the decency to just have the world end 20 feet in front of you.
It's the reason why Silent Hill Racing was canceled.
That and all of the sparks that Pyramid Head soared through up.
Yeah.
Burned down the entire town.
Yeah, it was too much for them to render.
They wouldn't have the flame technology until Far Cry 2. And by that point, the kart racing fad had run its course.
I'd play the fuck out of that.
Oh, God. Just to be like just Harry Mason just rolling around in his
crying.
Yeah, just crying. You know, you see when you press the brake button, he goes, Cheryl.
Yeah. And every track is just downhill continuously. Yeah. From the top to the bottom, like you're just going down pits just the whole time.
Yeah. James's car has a little thing where like the desert bus, it pulls off to the side, but it's always towards the nearest lake. The dog has the UFO, but it, you know, it flies, but it goes kind of slow.
Hovers, yeah.
It turns on a dime. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be,
I could keep going, man.
That's a good, get on it. Somebody.
Yeah.
Get on to us. Let's do it as a really weird Twine game. So yeah, Superman. This is a really fucking shitty game.
It's really bad. Like the only way that this would be acceptable is if it was like an arcade game, and even then, not even.
Yeah.
Like make it an arcade game on like the Sega chip and you're fine, because that's the arc that it has.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I had two realizations about this game. For a game I could not get past the second level of after like tons of tries. I gave this game some serious thought. A couple things I thought of. One, it is like if a video game had like a shitty extra training mode, it'd be like if instead of getting to the real game, you had to do all the VR missions in Metal Gear Solid.
You know they made that, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they did.
It wasn't bad. It was
no, because the VR missions are good, but like it's that side stuff.
Yeah.
But just everything is bad, but it's like having to do all the training trials.
Yeah.
Or like firing up Spider-Man 2 and having to do all the races before you can get to the plot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Do all the pizza delivery missions.
Exactly. And before, like, it's just like somebody just stuck that, like, oh, you can stick that as level zero, you know, -5 through 0.
Oh my gosh. Doing a crazy taxi, but with Spider-Man, just getting Mary Jane and Gwen Stacy around.
Oh, that'd be really fun. That should have been like a mode in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
Go to different places in New York City, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You played Spider-Man 2, right?
Oh, God. It's amazing.
Yeah, that game's great.
Yeah. No, any game with a grappling hook.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like one of the best.
Yep.
That was a wonderful grappling hook. Mm-hmm. It's a shame about the third one. I thought the third one would also be good just because it's the same engine, but it's pretty shitty.
Yeah,
yeah, the other thing that I thought about in regards to this game, I cannot remember. However, I did watch about a half hour of a speed run of it.
Oh, my God.
Guess how long the speed run is.
I want to say 7 minutes.
Okay. 2 hours.
Oh my God. I went low.
World record.
World record. For this piece of horseshit game is 2 hours.
2 hours. Like, you have to do this game as fast as humanly possible, taking advantage of every glitch you possibly can.
Yeah.
2 fucking hours. Can you imagine practicing it? Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, I imagine there's like some monk somewhere who that's his penitence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, short story idea. Monks who do speed runs as ways of getting closer to God, of inducing like some kind of theta wave ennui. You have to get into a trance.
Yeah.
So that
we're
they can teleport.
A kill screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like different sects.
Yeah.
Of monks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Trying to break the reality code, some kind of like a, you know, Snow Crash-esque. Like
Douglas Copeland.
Yeah.
Virtual.
Yeah. Okay. I'll cut that out so we don't lose that idea.
Yeah. Unless somebody wants to make a game of it.
Yeah. Oh, a game that consists entirely of speed runs.
Yo. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. Like WarioWare, but for speedruns.
Yeah.
Superman.
Did you find their second
realization?
Top seller
in North America.
What?
During the month of June.
It charted
top seller. It charted at the top of the charts.
Number one with a kryptonite bullet.
Yeah, number one. Number one with a flying Superman.
Yeah. So let's talk about the premise just a little bit here.
Sure.
Lex Luthor has captured Superman's shitty friends. And
they never introduced or anything. It just was like to save your friends, and they just show three, you know, really, really low polygon models that you would never be able to recognize. Even if you like Superman, and you don't, because Superman is awful.
It's terrible. Superman is for like middle-aged men.
Yeah, it's old Seinfeld and no one. Those are the two people who like Superman.
I'm sorry. All I heard was no one and no one.
Yeah, no one and no one.
God, like when will Superman. People realize that he's the worst part of that show?
Oh, Seinfeld?
Yeah.
He's pretty hard to deal with. He's I think that guy's funny, but he's also like very hard to be around and, you know,
on a personal basis.
Yeah. He's funny, but he's got that skin disease that makes him smell bad all the time.
Oh, like the fish smell?
Yes. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, exactly. Like the band.
Are we going to be sued by Jerry Seinfeld? I think he's very litigious.
Oh yeah. I guarantee he listens to this show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. This show is definitely on the radar of big Seinfeld. Yeah. It's part of Seinfeld sucking so much, and Seinfeld is part of why Curb Your Enthusiasm is so amazing, because it's like, if they didn't try to make him likable at all, that's when you get Curb, you get Larry David.
And I'm a big fan of like Seinfeld. Too,
yeah,
like
yeah, it's a great show. It's hilarious.
So I just want to make sure that people don't think I'm hating.
Yeah,
you know, just because
don't be a hater.
Yeah, don't be. You know, thou shalt not be unto thine haters.
Yeah,
yeah,
unto hate.
Yeah. So Lex Luthor takes Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo and Lois Loon and puts them into a lawnmower man-esque fantasy. Yes, and third guy
is probably Perry. What's his name? Perry Ellis or whatever the name of his publisher. Is also like the third supporting character in Superman.
Ugh. God, I just, you know.
Yeah, the worst.
I can't help it. I can't help but talk shit because so my stepdad, he is huge into Superman, right? Mm. And I like my stepdad an awful lot. So don't let anybody who's listening who's in on that, like, it's perfectly fine. I'm gonna spit some game here. So he desperately wants me to be into it. Because, you know, I'm a geek. I like comics. He just can't accept that I'm not like a DC guy.
Yeah.
And so he like for a while he tried to get me into Smallville, which probably the only thing worse than this game.
Yeah, Smallville is pretty rough.
Yeah, and just he keeps asking me if I've heard updates about this, like news updates about this new like Superman versus Batman movie, Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I am so sorry. I know you're trying to engage with me. I will talk to you about like how neat Days of Future Past looks all day. I just can't get into this, man. I can't even pretend because Superman is just the worst.
Yeah, DC is very, very hard to get into. And Superman specifically, where like he only succeeds if he is put up in contrast to Superman.
In
a weird
Batman?
Way, like No, to himself. Like, only works as a subversion of himself.
Okay.
Like, there's no straight Superman stories that are any good. Like, if you read, like, Red Sun, did you ever read Red Sun?
No.
It's what if Superman landed in Russia? And, like, during the Cold War.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. Like, what if, you know, him being raised by this different, and it's very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Or Squadron Supreme, which is I think it was Supreme Power was the remake, which was, like, a weird 90s take on like what if the like a realistic take on the Justice League and they'd all be psychopaths and monsters.
Yeah,
but not like all super gritty, like it's, you know, they do fight threats and everything like that. Yeah. But it's a more realistic version.
Yeah.
And when Superman lands in that, like, the, you know, they make a very concentrated effort to instill in him, like, you know, American values in a way that is really gross. Like, he has fake parents that are employees and stuff. It's very cool. Like, that's,
I don't miss Kal-El at all.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't even know who they are. Like, he's just, you know, we need to teach him this person that he is an American citizen.
Yeah.
And then he finds out he's an alien and freaks out. And it's, that's a very good story.
Yeah. God exists and he's American.
Exactly.
Like, that's the best thing that Superman gave us, really.
Yes, exactly.
Is Dr. Manhattan. And yeah, that gets a little bit into... so we joked a little bit at the beginning. Has there been a good Superman game? Because, like, I know that the Atari 2600 version is pretty good. And there are, like, some neat things, like, with collateral damage in the most recent one.
Yeah.
But, like he just seems entirely, like, despite the fact that he is entirely fictional, his entire milieu makes him seem just, like, fiction-proof. Like, just like, he will ruin whatever he's added to, like adding Diet Coke to a suicide.
Yeah, he's, the problem with making a Superman game is clearly that he's Superman. And, like, the one good thing, if I had to come up with, let's each take a turn saying one good thing about Superman 64, it would be that having him in a virtual reality machine, like, makes as much sense as anything. Because you can't actually threaten him with things, but you can make him do, like, agility games.
Yeah, which,
you know,
is
you can
what
make him play Pilot Wings for a little while.
Yeah. Which, playing this, I just wanted to switch to my Pilot Wings ROM.
Yeah, because Pilot Wings is great.
Yeah.
I love Pilot Wings. Do you realize, Cole, I watched a half hour of the speedrun, that every other level is that ring thing?
Oh, yeah. It's like rings, and then the final boss is like, you have 3 seconds to pick up a car, or else the civilian dies.
That's the second level. Like, it's not the final boss. There's a part where this happens, and I'm not kidding. Like, he gets out of the simulation and has to go through, like, a spaceship. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Why, you know, that takes that long? Okay, so here's where the game actually begins. He beats that spaceship level, immediately does the exact same prompt for the ring thing with no cutscene or anything.
Oh.
He just immediately says, you know, solve my maze to save your friends or whatever. And then, like, as if he had not escaped from the simulation. Like, it's almost deep.
like what is dream and what is reality?
Yeah, just kind of like he's being tortured in this, like, very, you know, Ellison like way.
Yeah, no, it's Superman and Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so it's just like that, like, that is just them being like, okay, we have to pad this shit out.
Yeah. And yeah, it is padded.
And the plot, and so the plot is one screen. Lex Luthor has captured your friends, get out of this. The controls, there's like heat vision and x-ray vision, like there are all these things that I can't see any plausible use for, like, in this video. Did that come up?
Yeah, they're just specific challenges. Like, you do rings, and then you have to go pick up cars, and you do rings, and then you have to pick up a car, and then you do rings, and then you have to fight these shadow things, which is why you can punch, and then you do rings, and you have to blow away these tornadoes with your frost breath. Which makes no sense. Like, that's just going to make cool tornadoes. like, just make super-powered tornadoes.
Don't they realize that, you know, tornadoes happen when cold air hits warm air?
Yeah.
You fools. Come on.
If you add anything to a tornado, it just makes it better. Like, it just makes it more powerful and angrier. Like, never add an element to a tornado.
No, I'm just giving everybody a pause for a second to shout Sharknado, so we can get on with our lives.
Or nuclear tornado, maybe the OG.
What, nuclear?
Or atomic tornado? I think it's called. There's some sci-fi movie that was about an atomic tornado.
Huh.
That came out beforehand.
I don't even know. Yes, right. I don't like. So here's kind of the weird thing. I found myself getting used to the flying controls.
Yeah.
Like,
it was not nearly as bad as I thought it was.
Eventually it started getting kind of fun, like getting into the zone, you know, with it, and just recognizing, like, you know, starting out, just like, okay, you go in bursts, and then, oh, I've got a break, so I can just take this, and, you know, like, again, it made me want to play Pilot Wings because it was, you know, it looked infinitely better, but...
Yeah, flying is fun.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because, like, that was the thing, you know, everybody's watched that Angry Video Game Nerd video on this, and it takes him like 1,000 tries to get past the first level. First level is actually not that hard.
No,
like it's fine. Like, it's like, this seems like a ring challenge to me. It's a little janky. Like, you can get stuck in the wall. When I was doing the practice mode, I pressed I have a Mac to my Xbox controller. I pressed the R2 button and just sank through the floor really fast. I have no idea what happened with that. But the flying's fine. The problem comes with the second level and the fact that you just keep going back and forth through the flying.
Mm-hmm.
The second level is impossible.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're supposed to do. Like, you didn't get past second level, did you?
And just no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, So the second level starts you off on the ground, and it doesn't give you any indication, except like buried in the 5-screen instructions, that there's a button to make you take off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that I was like, am I going to have to run and jump through all these?
Yeah, through the hoops.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I just... And here's the thing. Flying should be the most fun thing.
Yes.
Right? It so seldom is... Like, did you ever play City of Heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you took anything except for the jumping mechanic in that, like, as your travel, you were dumb. Because, yeah. Like, the jumping was so fun.
Yeah, we're going to do a game for Watch Out for Fireballs pretty soon.
Yeah.
Of which that is the principal appeal as well.
might as well just say you're giving it away.
That is true. Yeah. Well, I mean, we could be doing, I guess, like, Saints Row 4 if we were.
Oh, yeah.
Because that does that. But yeah. We're doing...
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
It's okay. Crackdown, which is all about big jumps. We could also be doing Hulk Ultimate Destruction, which is a little bit older and also really good.
Also, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
You, and like, weirdly enough, like, it's not an awesome game. Like, it's not as good as Hulk Ultimate Destruction, but Prototype.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before. Yeah. It's made me kind of want to play Prototype.
Yeah. I mean, it's garbage, but...
Yeah, you know. I like doing those big jumps, man.
Yeah, those big jumps. That's the way to go. You feel like Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but jumping is better. And Superman used to not fly; he used to jump.
Yeah, leap higher than a building in a single bound.
Yeah,
God, I love those old. That's probably the best thing about Superman is those old serials.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And I mean, like I said, there's a handful of comics that are decent, and there are some decent Justice League comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like Grant Morrison did a long run on Justice League, and it's tolerable. But it just he's such a problematic character. And that's DC for you. It's just like the stable of like shitty characters that we somehow expect to, add up to more than they are. Like, there are some good DC characters. Obviously, everyone loves Batman.
Yeah.
Batman's great. A neighbor's mowing my lawn, or their lawn. I'm sorry. He's mowing my lawn.
Oh,
I won him
in
an auction.
It was a bachelor auction.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go on a date.
Yeah.
Can you mow my landlord's lawn for me? But like, there's just like, Superman, Wonder Woman's really problematic too.
Wonder Woman is an extended S&M fetish, right?
Totally, like the weird dress and the lasso of truth, and then also she's just not a very good character,
right?
You know, and I want to like her because she's a strong lady character, but she's not very good.
Yeah,
you know.
Who played her in the 70s?
Linda Carter.
Yeah,
yeah,
she definitely did.
Yeah. Indeed, she did. Yeah. Those pantsuits and shoulder pads, like, get up. Then you got, like, Power Girl and Supergirl and Batgirl and, like, fucking Hawk Woman. What are you doing, DC? What are you fucking doing?
How the New 52 work out for them?
Started out very strong.
Uh-huh.
I listen to a comics. I don't really read new comics, but I listen to a comics podcast, so I keep up on it. It started out really strong, and it was like this huge success, and everyone was really impressed. And then there's something weird going on in their editorial now where no one can stay on a book for very long.
Hmm.
Like, they're constantly shuffling people around, and everyone hates it, and creators are like lashing out at them, and no one really knows what's going on. But it's been going on for months, like where they are just getting – they have Geoff Johns, who's like their – their money bags, and then they have but everyone else just keeps getting shuffled around, and like nobody's happy with that. So like their books are just like tanking more or less now because they don't have a consistent direction.
Yeah, it just seems really bad for the readers, honestly.
Yeah, that would be obnoxious as hell. Yeah.
I mean, especially if I had like any loyalty to those characters at all,
or the creators, if I pick up a book because I like the writer, I don't want them to shift off the writer in three issues.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I found a weird comic that actually is pretty good. Have you read or heard of Sex Criminals?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who is that? It's somebody
that's
good.
It's Matt Fraction.
Yeah, Matt Fraction. Matt Fraction's at least decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that from that comics podcast.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Recommended if anybody's looking for a comics podcast. It's called House to Astonish.
House to Astonish.
And it's two Welsh people, or two, they're not Welsh, they're Scottish, I think. Cool. They have fun accents, and they're pretty funny dudes. And the guy, the main dude, he used to run a website called the X-Axis, which reviewed every X-Men related comic. Like, that was his thing.
Oh, wow.
And he's really smart. Like, it was a huge, you know, like when I first stumbled across that, I'm like, this guy is great. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of my favorite reviewers.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so this is quickly veering into comics chat.
Yeah, well, eventually when we like the Duck Feed Empire and we have a show on every medium.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Comics is on the short list, like right alongside like movies and shit. So
yeah. There's not that much more to say about Superman. Like it is really trashy. It's also, I think you mentioned this, like it being one of those games that is, you know, kind of held up as a standard of bad games, makes it way more annoying.
Oh yeah.
Like, that shit is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went on GameFAQs, as I usually do, and it's just a lot of really shitty wannabe video game nerds.
Yeah.
You know, swearing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Which, I don't know. Glass houses, right? But
yeah, those guys are bad video games, too. Yeah. Oh, or us talking shit. Like, yeah, I mean, and we've talked about our complicated relationship with James Rolfe. Like, I think he is talented, works really hard, and sometimes has very great insight.
Yeah.
He swears too much, and he loves poop.
Yep, and he is shackled by his character, in my humble opinion.
Yep, and he has unleashed, you know, there's that Onion headline where it's like, Wes Anderson walks on stage at the Academy Awards, douses himself in gasoline, and yells, what have I wrought, before setting himself on fire. He's like that. Like, even if what he originally did was fine, he's responsible for so much badness in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Man, this game, it's about as deep as a parking lot puddle. Like, it's If it was an arcade game, I just think that a lot of people making it a full retail release.
The PlayStation version got canceled. But they're going to do a PlayStation port of this.
Oh my god!
And we're just like, nope, that did not work. Even though it was the number one seller in June of 1999.
that's
like, crazy to me.
Like, should there be trials?
Yeah, well, you know what it says is like how different games were, or like sales were, I guess, at the time. Because this game got really shitty reviews, but it, you know, got marketed like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's based on the animated series, which is very popular at the time. Like, kind of, not that like bad games don't sell well now, but like if you take something like a Call of Duty that's, you know, probably not a very good game, but sells like gangbusters, it's at least a competent game.
Yeah.
It's bad because it is, you know, tired.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get things that just don't work becoming huge sellers.
Yeah.
It's like the E.T. thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Atari, or like, you know, I guess that game didn't sell really well, but it did sell like surprisingly by like our standards now, and boom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing with comics, like mid-90s comics, really shitty mid-90s comics. Like, oh, we pushed a mere 100,000.
Yeah.
We had to cancel it. And now like comics would be happy to get that much.
We call it the Rob Liefeld effect.
Hey, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Hmm. Yeah, so Quentin, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, go fuck yourself. There we go. That's the catchphrase.
Go fuck yourself. Fuck you for this one.
Yeah.
Also, usually we say go fuck yourself, which is a little bit gentler.
A little bit gentler. So.
This time, fuck you.
Whew. Yeah. Oh well, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, that's true. It was intentional at the very least. It wasn't an accidental.
Oh my gosh, this logo for Titus Software.
Yeah, Titus. Man, that Rogues Gallery. I'm telling you, we could just do that.
this is the official Titus Software podcast.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you want me to say what we're doing next week?
Yeah, what are we doing next week?
Well, next week we are doing a suggestion by listener Dave Cook, Felix the Cat for the NES.
Yeah.
And his bag of many tricks.
I have no memory of, other than thinking it's very weird that it came out, because it's not like kids are into Felix the Cat.
You know, I've got a funny story about that. I'm going to save it for then, but I have a funny story about that.
Yeah, let's, I can't wait.
Can't burn cast. Yeah.
Yep.
So, once again, you will notice this episode came out startlingly close to the previous episode. Those of you who are used to our bi-weekly or semi-weekly, two-weekly format will be delighted to know, like we announced last week, that we are now weekly because of our Patreon, campaign. We met that first goal, and we're working on the second.
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. It was very heartening to see how many people come out for that. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I appreciate it. And if you're listening to this and you haven't done, you know, you have that to thank. So you can see the power of Patreon.
Yes.
You know, not become a patron. It's not, you know, we don't have, you know, a couple wealthy backers. It's a lot of people pitching in just a little bit.
Yep.
A little bit makes a big difference.
Yeah. So all of you are great. In the meantime, if you're looking for an indirect way to support us, there's duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Use the Amazon link. And then we're getting some things are getting weird over on the Abject Suffering Facebook page.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So go there. It's a fun place to be.
Yeah.
It's a fun and weird place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen to our other shows that are also on duckfeed.tv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very good. Yeah. And don't play Superman.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that. And excuse the lawnmower in the background.
And how appropriate. And, lawnmower man.
Yeah. There we go.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.